It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Democrats are planning to introduce a pair of bills aimed at increasing the state's housing supply. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods reports.
One of the bills would make it easier for public schools and universities, local housing authorities, and certain nonprofit organizations to build residential units on their properties, whether or not the land is zoned for residential construction. It's based in part on a proposal that failed last year. The other bill would make it easier for homeowners to subdivide and sell off their land. State Representative Andrew Basenecker of Fort Collins is a lead sponsor of the proposals.
The state has a vested interest in trying to figure out ways to bring more housing to bear for the folks in our communities who are rightly asking for it.
But the Colorado Municipal League, which represents towns and cities at the state capitol, says the bills would amount to state overreach. The conflict between the state and local governments over control of land use rules has dominated housing policy at the legislature for years.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The head of the U.S. Department of Transportation says Colorado's violating federal commercial driver's license regulations. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy threatened Monday to take away $24 million in federal funding for the state if it does not revoke truck and bus licenses he says were issued to immigrants improperly. In other cases, states didn't check the immigration status of drivers before issuing a license. A new study by Colorado State University reveals rural areas in southern Colorado need more resources to prevent the start and spread of wildfires. The study found Huerfano, Archuleta, Conejos, and Los Animas counties face some of the highest wildfire risk in the state due to a history of wildfires and amounts of vegetation and fuel, but don't have as many resources as other regions of the state. Researchers say at-risk rural areas could improve fire prevention with better funding and collaboration. This is KRCC and CPR. I'm Kendra Carr.